Historical Perspectives, The Lost JFK Press Conferences 1, Washington, 1961. Written by Jeffrey Giuliano. Narrated by Jeffrey Giuliano. President John Fitzgerald Kennedy was assassinated on November 22, 1963 in Dallas, Texas. According to the Warren Commission established to investigate the assassination, a lone gunman, Lee Harvey Oswald, killed the president, but there has been consistent speculation ever since that Kennedy's death was the result of a vast conspiracy. John Kennedy was born May 29, 1917 in Massachusetts, into a wealthy and political Irish-American family. Educated at Harvard, he graduated in 1940. Following naval service in the Pacific in World War II, he entered politics in 1946, spurred on by his ambitious father Joseph, and won election as a Democrat to the U.S. House of Representatives. In 1952, he was also elected to the Senate. In 1960, Kennedy won the party's presidential nomination and defeated Richard Nixon in the subsequent election that same year. At 43, he was the country's youngest president, as well as its first Catholic head of state. He presented himself as a youthful president for a new generation. His wife Jackie added glamour to the presidency, although it was later revealed that he had numerous affairs. Kennedy's years in power were marked in foreign affairs by Cold War tension, together with a rhetorical commitment to introducing domestic reforms, most of all, to expanding the civil rights of African Americans. He inherited a plan which was devised under the preceding Eisenhower presidency for anti-communist Cuban exiles in the U.S. to invade Cuba and overthrow Fidel Castro's government. In April 1961, the Bay of Pigs invasion ended in failure. According to some historians, this led the Soviet Union to conclude that Kennedy was a weak leader and that they could get away with installing nuclear weapons on Cuba in 1962. The Cuban Missile Crisis ensued. After a 13-day standoff which brought the world to the brink of nuclear war, Soviet leader Nikita Khrushchev withdrew the weapons and Kennedy's reputation was restored. Domestically, Kennedy oversaw the desegregation of the University of Mississippi in 1962 and of the University of Alabama the following year, despite each state's political establishment opposing this policy. More substantial litigation to encode civil rights was not passed, however, until the subsequent administration of Lyndon Johnson. Johnson was, of course, the vice president and acceded to the position of president upon Kennedy's assassination. For many observers, the presidency of John Kennedy came to represent the ascendance of youthful idealism in the aftermath of World War II. The promise of this energetic and handsome leader was not, however, to be fulfilled, as he was assassinated near the end of his third year in office. For many Americans, the public murder of President Kennedy remains one of the most traumatic events in memory. Countless Americans can remember exactly where they were when they heard that the president had been shot. His shocking death stood at the forefront of a period of political and social instability in the country and throughout the world. What follows is the President's press conference from the main auditorium of the Department of State, Washington, D.C., January 25, 1961. From a podium in the State Department auditorium, Kennedy read a prepared statement regarding the famine in the Congo, the release of two American aviators from Russian custody, and impending negotiations for an atomic test ban treaty. He then opened the floor to questions from reporters, answering on a variety of subjects, including relations with Cuba, voting rights, and food aid to impoverished Americans. Ever since his televised presidential debate with Richard Nixon in 1960, Kennedy had been aware of the media's enormous power to sway public opinion. On that day, Kennedy appeared rested, well-groomed, and in control. Nixon, on the other hand, was not as telegenic as Kennedy and appeared sweaty and flustered. His 5 o'clock shadow created more of a stir than his responses to the moderator's questions. Kennedy knew that. In a televised news conference, his appearance would count almost as much as what he had to say. In this day in 1961, the president exhibited a calm demeanor and responded to reporters' questions with intelligence and decorum. When discussing the common practice of leaking official information,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?